down here to the Christmas nativity scene, but also just to see our church really is at its greatest splendor in the Christmas season, isn't it? You look at the beauty of it with the flowers, with the lights and the trees. It's just at its best. But the Christmas nativity scene here is always a puzzling thing. Even when I was just a little kid, you look and everything it seems is here. You have the whole Christmas scene. You have the child Jesus. You have Mary, Joseph. The shepherds have come. You have the sheep, and there's even a cow poking his head around the corner, and there's an angel singing the praises of God being born among us. You have the whole Christmas scene here, it seems, but there's still something more. This is what we celebrate in the beginning of Christmas, but we're still, even today, in the Christmas season. There's still something more. There's something bigger that's happening than even what's right here. And that something more is over here. When we were small, we'd have the wise men on the other side of the living room. We'd have our nativity set up. I don't know if you guys do the same. And then you set the wise men over, and then my brothers and I would fight because we'd move them little by little throughout the week a little bit closer to the nativity. But there's something more going on, and here they are. They're the wise men coming from the east. These men, these magi, represent the greatest of human knowledge, of human wisdom. That they themselves represent the great scientists of the age, of the ancient world. They were magicians. They were astronomers. They were the ones who sought to unlock the secrets of the universe to learn about the great truths of the world. And they had sought truth with all the light of human wisdom, with all the light that human reason could provide on its own. And they sought after God, and it brought them so far. It brought them a long ways, but it only brought them so far, and they were in Jerusalem. And it was God's providence through this crazy, bloodthirsty king, Herod, and him seeking out the Jewish scribes and priests who were able to point to a different light, the light of faith, in which they pointed to the star which they said would be over Bethlehem. And this would be the place in which the Messiah would be born. And it was with that other light, with the light of faith that guided then these great wise men to encounter Jesus for themselves. This light of faith was given to the Israelites as a great gift to them. The Israelites, they were God's chosen people. And it was given through Abraham. You remember, God had him come out. He and his wife Sarah couldn't have a child, yet he said, look up into the sky. And do you see all the stars in the sky? Your descendants will be more numerous than all the light that you see shining in the sky. He was speaking about his descendants of faith. But the problem with the Israelites that they fell to time and again was that this amazing gift that they had been given of their faith was one in which they had thought it was for them and just for them. And they become very self-focused. But what God had tried to remind them again and again was that he had made them a light for the nations. That they had been given this gift for the sake of others. Israel had become like that little kid who receives its Christmas gift and is all thankful, right? They'd received this great gift. Like, oh, thank you, Mom and Dad. And then their little brother or sister comes and wants to play with that gift. And all of a sudden, what happens? No, don't touch it. No, it's mine. Mine. They give it to me. Israel had been given this incredible gift. But it wasn't just for them. Yes, it was for them. But there was something more that God was doing There was something bigger that was happening. He had given this gift to them for the sake of others, that all nations, all people, not just the people of Israel, but all the world, would come to encounter God in the Christ child. What does this have to do with you and I? What does this have to do with us? The kings, the wise men, bring their gifts to Christ today. They bring the greatest of human treasures, gold, frankincense, myrrh. The great poverty that we have in our time is we don't have a poverty of knowledge. We have more knowledge at our fingertips than we've had in human history. We don't have a poverty of self-will either. When we put our minds to something, we can get something done. But what oftentimes we do have a real poverty of in our lives is a poverty of meaning, a poverty of purpose. Yes, I have all these things. I have all these gifts, but for what? We have a tendency to do just like the Israelites did. We can get very focused just on our story, on our own lives. As important as they are, we can get very focused just on my story and lose how it's connected to the much bigger story, the great story of salvation. The prophet Isaiah says today, he says, lift up your eyes and look about. There's something more that's happening here. We can get so focused in on the micro dramas of our own life. And when we do this, when we get so focused on our own life, our life gets cut off from meaning and purpose. But when we see how everything in our life, all of it, every little mundane detail, is tied in to not just my story, but the bigger story of salvation, then everything is shot through with a greater and eternal purpose. What Epiphany, what this feast day is all about, is that God came to bring his salvation to all the nations, to all the world. And you and I have an essential part to play in that. Meaning that everything that you do, and it begins with your family life, everything you do in your marriage and with your kids, in bringing them to Jesus Christ, that has an effect and it echoes through eternity. Every little act of love for your child, that will echo for generations, helping them to discover what it is that God's calling to them in life, them to in life, to marriage and family themselves, to the priesthood, to the religious life. Everything you do is meant to be a light to others. And a star doesn't shine in on itself. That's when it begins to collapse. It's meant to shine out. And this begins in the family, and it's in your work. It's in your friendships. That everything in the Christian life is about bringing those who in their hearts as well are seeking something more. They're seeking the truth which is found in God revealed to us. Those who are seeking something more, our Christian lives, is about bringing them to encounter Christ. And it's often something we can't do on our own. So I'll ask Jack and Deacon and Jerry, if you come, help me to move the wise men over to the Nativity. Here, Deacon, I'll give you the bald one. Here you go, Jack. Jerry, you get the camel. Bring him on over. Thank you, guys. Our whole lives are meant to be this, though. We encounter Christ, but that something more is bringing others then to encounter him as well. Others who are searching for that meaning, searching for that purpose, searching for that something more.